This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are some things we're going to need as we make our way through this energy transition, building electric cars and solar panels and wind turbines. Chief among those things we're going to need? Metals. A lot of them, and a lot of which aren't always easy to get on dry land. So some mining companies are starting to explore elsewhere. Julia Simon explains.
If you want to mine for metals deep in the ocean, a prime spot is way out in the Pacific, in between Hawaii and Mexico. Out in the high seas, you need permission to explore the seabed from this guy.
I'm in Jamaica.
You're in Kingston?
I'm in Kingston, yes.
Michael Lodge is Secretary General of the International Seabed Authority, the body that governs the global seabed. This kind of mining is still just in the exploratory stage. Companies need a sponsor for their trials, a state that has ratified the law of the sea, which isn't everyone.
The U.S. is one of the few countries that remains outside the Law of the Sea Convention, along with countries like North Korea and Colombia.
For its deep sea venture, U.S. company Lockheed Martin is going through its subsidiary in the U.K. The U.K. is party to the Law of the Sea. Once a company has a proper sponsor and has passed a lot of tests, it can get an exploratory contract and take the plunge.
We're talking about 3 miles below the surface of the Pacific Ocean.
Samantha Smith is a scientist at deep sea mining company GSR. It's sponsored by Belgium. Smith says her mining company is looking for something called polymetallic nodules.
These metal-rich accretions, they look like rocks to you and me.
These nodules form over millions of years. They're about the size of a potato, and they're full of cobalt, nickel, manganese, copper. The four minerals that on land usually come from multiple mines are all in one place here.
The exact metals we need for a clean energy transition.
Smith sent me some photos from GSR's latest deep sea exploration this spring.
Yeah, so that first photo that you're looking at.
GSR's deep sea mining process involves a large robot with several long hoses.
Okay, so those hoses you see at the front.
Right.
How that works is very much like a vacuum where they suck up the nodules.
But the prospect of robotic vacuums crawling around the ocean floor has raised environmental concerns. More than 500 scientists and marine policy experts have called for more research into potential impacts on species and habitat loss, the fish we eat, even the way the ocean sequesters carbon.
Those are serious unanswered questions staring at us in the face.
Douglas McCauley is one of those scientists. The UC Santa Barbara professor says he's worried the mining could threaten a wide variety of sea life.
You may disrupt the health and functioning of that entire ecosystem.
Google and Volvo are among companies already saying they won't use metals from the deep seabed. The International Seabed Authority says it's continuing to develop regulations for the mining industry. Here's Michael Lodge.
You have a lot of engineers working with the scientists to try to find ways to design the equipment in such a way that it has the least possible impact.
Proponents of deep sea mining say that compared to mining on land, there's no deforestation. They point out that companies in metal-rich countries like the Democratic Republic of Congo have been accused of human rights abuses, like using child labor. While the potential impacts of deep sea mining are still unknown, the climate crisis is here. And demand for these metals is coming. Simon Morris, formerly of Wood Mackenzie, estimates we'll need almost triple the current global supply of cobalt, for example, to reach even modest climate goals.
We fundamentally scratch our heads as to where this could come from.
He says industry is going to have to invest at least $2 trillion over the next 20 years to supply the metals needed to support the energy transition. I'm Julia Simon for Marketplace.